that say dragons on the board?
It does say dragons, because I would love to do dragons.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And then I see slash dragon slayers, and then I'm like, what territory are we getting into?
I was just roaming on, you know, I was surfing the internet, you know, almost fell off here and there. And yeah, I came across like, quote unquote, real life dragon slayers.
This is some big ass air quotes you got going on.
That's me trying to make them. But yeah, no, I didn't really think that was a thing until there's something in, I think it's somewhere in Europe, but it's like the Slayer's Slab, which is like a basically a grave marker or so of a guy that used to be a dragon slayer who slayed some. I'm like, is this for real? Like, this actually exists? Like,
this
some
is the guy that literally just ran around chopping the heads off of like iguanas and being like, yeah, I slay dragons.
Yeah, yeah. And then and then fucking killing birds, rubbing their wings off and just like gluing them on there. Look, it's flying. Look.
Yeah,
look at that.
Yeah. It's possible.
He would sneak up to the top of roofs and just throw it off. Oh, look, there it goes.
Sorry, I'm just giving people insight to the potential upcoming topics.
And I thought this one would be a fun, laid back kind of
one.
Oh,
yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Isn't it? Okay. So I do want to just point this out because you said something about it earlier.
Oh, boy.
But the fact that, you know, we're back to doing TFR news, at least this episode, just you and I, it feels like we're doing it back in the day. And it makes me miss Brady.
Yeah.
Because I wish he was here so that we could talk about how good the fucking Bengals are finally doing. Because potentially when this episode's out, we will either have ended our season or be going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we won't know. We won't know.
But the fact that we are already this far in is fucking so much further than what I expected us to be. Because I thought maybe in like a couple years we might be have like a playoff run. Not this year, but God.
So what you're saying is that we've only gotten this far because all the other teams have sucked.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fair. But no. Burrow.
I wish we could hear Brady's excitement, because he's like a fucking child.
I'm sure he is, man. I'm sure he's probably worn the same jersey for like 3 or 4 weeks now.
Probably.
Hasn't taken it off. Never will take it off. By the time he's ready to take it off, it will be him. He will not be able to remove it, and you'll have to go to the hospital and remove all his flesh with it.
Oh, God, it's going to be like his symbiote suit.
And then no one will pay attention to him, and he'll be an outcast, and he'll go out, live out in the woods, and he will become a cryptid.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, it's exciting for the city. I know a lot of bars are doing fucking fantastic business during the games.
Good.
And everything. So, I mean, a lot of the storefronts downtown that sell Bengals jerseys and shit, they're fucking sold out. So, it's exciting for our city.
Well, let me crack open my Red Bull here before we get into it, because I'm a fucking sleepy boy.
Yeah, I came in and you were just like, oh, let's just take a nap today. And I was like, no, we have to do work.
Get up. You could have blared some Meatloaf.
Did you see the meme I shared today?
Poor Meatloaf. No, I didn't.
It might be in poor taste considering how recent he just died, but
depends if you like Meatloaf or not. How's that taste to you?
Have you seen the man?
No. I mean, like, Meatloaf.
Oh, eh.
What are you talking about? I don't know. Meatloaf, dude.
I don't know. I could go without it. But the meme I shared, it had, like, a Grim Reaper playing a little, like, claw machine. It's, like, picking up a person. It's just like, oh, Meatloaf, is Keith Richards even in this game?
Yeah.
Because somehow, that motherfucker has outlived so many. And I'm like, how?
I don't know. I thought you were going to say, like, the Grim Reaper went to, like, a jukebox and played some Meatloaf. I would do anything for love, but I won't get vaxxed. How about that? No, I honestly kind of liked Meatloaf, man. His operatic singing was pretty cool.
And he had some very iconic roles, too. I mean, for fucking Fight Club.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, Tenacious D.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyway, what show is this?
This is TFR News. We are here for the spookiness.
We're back.
Woo! Once a month.
Yes.
That's all you
didn't
get.
Listen to our Left Past episode at the beginning. We kind of broke down what our future plans are going forward. Instead of doing like the weekly, bi-weekly free TFR news, we're just going to try and do it at the end of the month and just kind of a comedy of all the weird happenings. Because there are some weeks where you could tell that we were stretching to get stories.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to seem that way for this time, too. Because some of these stories I brought up are just fucking pointless, but they're funny.
Hey, those are some good stories. But yeah, so TFR News, you can, we'll get these episodes out towards the end of the month, usually, sometimes at the beginning of next, or like said month, but it'll be recapping the past month. You'll understand. It'll
make
sense.
Essentially to give us a little more time to work with other things that are going on with TFR and TDC, respectively, of course.
And our just daily lives.
Well, yeah, in our daily lives, but also allows us to get more time in for TFR news and specific news, as in, like, we could bring up an article about a missing couple, and then our next TFR news could be about that missing couple, missing couple has been discovered. But, you know, if we did, like, one recap TFR news, we would potentially not have to break that up.
Yep. And Cassandra and Brittany... I almost called her Cassandra because I've been reading for TDC.
Oh, my God.
But, they may make an appearance on these shows. It's just kind of up to them if they're feeling up to it or whatever as far as scheduling goes. But
they're like, I need to get away from them stinky boys.
I don't blame them.
I don't blame them. But I mean, you just burped and I just farted, so yeah.
You know what that means, though? It's the boy show!
The boy show! Yeah, fuck yeah, man.
I feel like we should, insert just a bunch of, all those like weird noises that you hear like on radio stations.
Yeah, tune into Alpha Radio.
Welcome to 6969 Rock.
Ooh.
Hard guys doing hard
stuff.
Oh, before we get into this, ew. Matt, I need you to look up something because I saw it on TikTok and I feel like if anybody's gonna laugh, it's gonna be you. I need you to go to Google Translate.
Oh, okay.
And type in, oh God, hold on. I need you to look up 79 in French and then hit the little speaker so she says it.
Was that suck on these nuts? It really fucking sounded like suck on these nuts. Hold on. Yeah. Oh my God, did someone on TikTok just type in one, then two, then three, then four, and then got to 79? I was like, I am making a video of this.
I saw somebody on somebody's Twitch stream be like, hey, you need to do this. And she's like, what's it mean? And then she did it. And she's like, what?
Man, I really wish this is what I had high school years and not just 8008 looks like boob on a calculator.
Boobless.
Boobless. Could just had boobies.
It was a simpler time for us. I knew if anybody
hell
would laugh,
yeah.
It would be you.
Cool. Suck on these nuts. I am going on with this show now. Okay, now that I've had a couple of chuckles and some nice swigs of my Red Bull here to keep me awake, which probably won't happen. I'll probably just pass out during the middle of the show. You'll be able to hear it. First thing I want to bring up is actually something I brought for Cassandra, but she's not here. I want everyone to know that there is a woman out there who was unable to find the perfect human partner. So Kitten K. Sarah decided to marry the color pink instead. And everything she owns, her entire wedding, all was just pink. Her dog is pink and her dog is a Pomeranian. And I'm just saying, if Cassandra could be anybody, it would be her.
Yeah, I mean, I look over at her gaming setup, and I see a lot of pink. Except for that monitor. That monitor is not pink.
No, that monitor is probably sometime around 12 AD, I would say. It needs to be replaced.
So by the time it does get replaced, it'll probably be pink.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's already has them in her wish list. Yeah. That thing probably has, a resolution of potato and potato. It's pretty bad. She had a Las Vegas wedding ceremony on January 1st, and...
You know what?
She has married pink and all to it. I do what you want.
We got people that marry ghosts. We got people that marry colors. We got people that fuck cars. You know what? It's 2022. Live your life. Be happy. Just don't hurt people.
I agree with that. I just want to say a similar story to this article is pink drinks help you run faster, study claims.
Oh my God. That sounds like a bullshit study. Like when I was growing up and I'm like, Mom and Dad, I need the light up shoes because they make me run faster. Yeah. And then I try them on. They're like, okay, run. And I'm just like, okay. And I take off down fucking whatever shoe store we were at.
Pay less.
Yeah, probably. And in my head, I'm like, why are my parents telling me to run? What's going to happen in my life that I need to know if I can run in these shoes?
Pink drinks help you run faster. It just sounds like a Starbucks ad campaign for some reason, because they do have pink drinks. But I'm staying away from that.
Is it any pink drinks?
I don't know, and I don't know if I fucking care.
Because, I mean, I drink a lot of those body armors, the strawberry banana ones. I think I don't fucking know.
Oh, shit.
So does that mean that I can run fast?
This just says findings indicated that runners who consumed a drink with pink coloration saw enhanced speed, distance, and enjoyed the run more than those who consumed a drink that was identical in every way other than the fact that it was clear instead of pink.
Is this like the same study that said Mountain Dew will kill sperm cells? Which I can tell you is not true because I go to Walmart and I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually you can tell by someone's mouth how many teeth they have, how many bottles of Mountain Dew they probably consume daily.
Or just pop in general.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to run faster out there.
We're just flaming everybody. I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah. If you want to,
we're in a mood.
If you want to run really, really fast, you know, if you watch the Sonic movie and you're just like, hey.
Matt, we should test this.
I don't have any pink drinks right now. But by our next episode, we will.
Yeah.
We will.
And if we do test this, we're going to fucking post it on Instagram. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. If you're listening to this. And if you want to do something like this, get some sort of drink with pink coloration. Doesn't matter what it is, apparently, and consume it. You have to videotape you consuming it and then you running. Okay, you can clock your speed. If you want, you can make a video of you running before taking the drink and then after you consume the drink.
And then tag us in. And try a different drink to see if it has any difference.
Yeah, then tag us in. I want to see this because science is... I don't know anymore. I don't know who to trust.
Nope.
And that came from Unexplained Mysteries, if you want to look for the article. Next up.
It doesn't sound very unexplained. It sounds like they fucking tested the theories and it worked out.
Yeah,
it's explained.
Right. Something else I want to touch on is Jeff Bezos.
Oh, God, the fuck, why?
I just want to say, apparently he thought the best thing to do with his money is to invest $3 billion in the search for immortality.
I hate him.
So the only reason, so I just want to, okay.
I can never get past the video of his laugh when he went to fucking space. I'm like, fucking stop. With your stupid cowboy hat.
Yeah.
I can't.
Okay. Trying to get my thoughts are racing around my head. Maybe I've had one too many pink drinks.
Your knuckle?
That's a Band-Aid because it's a cut there. There's a cut there. Okay. Side note here, because you brought up my knuckles. So I got to talk about
I couldn't tell that was a Band-Aid. I just thought like it just looked discolored.
Like a big wart.
And I'm like, I was like, do you have chocolate on your knuckles? What are you doing?
No, just a big ass fucking wart. I guess it's where I let toads, you know, rest throughout their day and just piss on me, I guess.
What did you do?
So this has a pretty nice cut underneath it because I was trying to get my VR headset hooked up to my computer and working. And it wasn't. I was having some serious issues with like phasmophobia. I was trying to play and whatnot, and could never figure out what was going on. So I actually switched to a different game, and like turned off one of my monitors. I was, you know, trial and error, and something was actually working. So the first time I really had my VR headset working for my computer. I was down here and I was playing a game called Into the Radius. I was 5 minutes in. I picked up a knife and I threw it and it just dropped like a fucking wet turd to the ground. It's like, oh, I guess I got to throw it like actually higher because, you know, it's got like an arch to it and no physics. Ha ha ha. So if you want to take your eyes off of me and look up at that light up there, there's no shell on it anymore because I punched the shit out of it.
Wow.
And it's in that garbage can right there.
Oh,
and
wow.
Your boy was bleeding and he was bleeding into the carpet and he was just like,
you know what? I'm 100% glad I brought this up because I needed that. Because as soon as you're like, well, I was playing VR and I'm like, okay, so you cut yourself playing a game and then you said knife and I'm like, did you try to pick up a real knife and try to throw it?
The VR knife really got me, like, wow, this shit's real.
Yeah, but yeah, I totally didn't realize that. But yeah, huh.
And
I love the little like fixture thing that's like hanging down that's part of the...
So I was going to say that little piece is what kind of holds the light up in there. It was like at a 45 degree angle when I took the helmet off. I was like, oh no. Hey, the lights are still there, so that's all I give a shit about.
The ceiling is too low for you to be playing VR in.
It is. It is.
You
it
are really... one tall motherfucker. This is one low ceiling.
That's what Taylor said. And then he sent me a picture of like an empty Walmart warehouse. And he goes, here you go. So anyway, back to Jeff Bezos and investing $3 billion in the search of immortality. I'm bringing this up because I'm thinking to myself, what if this was ever actually achieved? Like, how would this go about in the world? If they somehow made some little serum, pill, whatever. I don't give a shit what the medium of consuming it is. But if they were to bring up something somehow, some way that could actually make you immortal, what do you think that would turn this world into? Do you think there'd be people? I mean, I'm sure there would be people that would be like, immediately, I'm taking it.
Here's my thing. It will never come to us because it's only going to be the rich and powerful. I'm against this, and I will fucking riot against this because I don't need the Mitch McConnells of the world fucking outliving me.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I don't like this, and I don't like the idea of this, and it gives me fucking dystopian, like, future vibes. I'm going to write a movie about this.
Now, do you think if this was ever achieved, that maybe it'd be best to put laws in place?
It would have to. And also, that would just...
Because obviously, death is a natural part of life.
Yeah, because, here's my thing. If we do that, okay. So if immortality is a thing, do we stop aging where we're at now? Do we just slowly get old? Or do we hit like our bodies grow to how we're going to like look when we're like in our 80s and we just stop there?
What if it was something where, again, if it's like a pill to swallow or like a serum of some sort, what if, and I could see them doing something like this. It would be temporary. So if I was to say, as in, if I was to get a shot of this stuff, I'd say it will last for like 3 to 4 months, okay? But I would stay the way I am that day, that minute, that second that I got it, I would stay like that for the next 3 to 4 months. Then that 3 to 4 months, I'd have to come back and get another shot. Now, if I wanted to, I could get the shot every 3 to 4 months for however long. And then if I'm like, you know, I'm kind of sick and tired of being quote unquote 29 and then just age normally till you're 45 and then start getting this shot again and then staying 45 for a while, you could do that too. That would be an interesting concept for quote unquote immortality. But I feel like it'd be almost more beneficial for, I guess, big pharma to sell it in doses like that continuously.
I just think that there's a lot more important things in the world to, you know, donate money to, like the homeless epidemic, all the hungry children.
Yeah, so they stop shit in the streets in California.
And all this shit. But no, let's just waste money. I fucking hate him.
$3 billion. Man, that's a lot.
And how much money did he fucking spend going to space for like 5 seconds, 20 seconds? It's annoying. I hate the rich. God.
Yeah.
They're so fucking useless.
Yeah. I don't know. They've got some a well-known Russian anthropologist and some Nobel prize winners, I guess. In medicine, Shinya Yamanaka, I think name is.
I guarantee we have the fucking cure for cancer, but Big Pharma's like, oh, look at how much money we get from, you know, people donating to cancer research. So we're just going to keep it. I'm getting off the soapbox because I'm just going to get fucking mad.
I just want to say that COVID-19 came into play of the world here and the Black Lives Matter.
We can't even get rid of it.
The Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter, the whole ordeal with that and, you know, people rioting and shit. If this was to come about where it's like, hey, we can actually achieve immortality, I feel like this world would just fucking implode on itself.
We can't even get equal rights to everybody.
I know.
And we're...
I don't know.
We need to get our priorities straight.
And that's just fucking like writing out pieces of paper and signing it. But yeah, I know.
We let men fucking dictate what women can do with their bodies, and it's fucking bullshit. I fucking hate everything.
I don't know. It's, you know, everyone, I'm sure, multiple times throughout their life have thought, you know, what if I was immortal? What if I could live forever? And I'm just wondering how the world around you would work. How it would play out. Because if you are to somehow become quote unquote immortal, the ending of your story has been written out. You're immortal. You're done. Your story's, I mean, you just keep on keeping on, as Joe Dirt.
If I can be immortal but still stay at 5'3, I hate life.
But yeah, so there is that to just ponder.
I don't know. I never thought I'd live to 30, and here I am 2 years out. So,
well, another thing I want to quickly touch on is we did a Skinwalker Ranch series last July. I think it was June, somewhere around there.
Let me go back to our archives.
Do it, you chronologist, you.
What?
I don't know, someone that keeps track of time and shit. I don't know. Just sounded good. Archivist, maybe archivist.
I don't know. I mean,
what the hell are you watching? Oh. What was that?
It's a fucking podcast.
What was that? Gaping extraterrestrial assholes? I saw that porno.
Alien. They were talking about aliens in Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
What was I looking up? I got distracted.
Get off of ET Hub. Get off of that.
No. Do what I want.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But I think I found a new topic, and this can be a little bit of a teaser, or not teaser,
June.
A little spoiler. June, okay. Spoiler out there for people. Oh, my God, a little sneak peek. I think we're going to have to do a touch-up on Skinwalker Ranch here.
Yeah.
Kind of like how we did the Roswell UFO incident, and perhaps we'll do it in June or July again, you know, kind of marking the year anniversary, because George Knapp.
It's all bullshit.
What?
I'm just, I don't know.
Dick!
Continue.
That's all I got. It's like a dick alarm. Dick! Dick! George Knapp, Colin Kelleher, the co-authors for Hunt for the Skinwalker.
The way you just did that, like, call out just because of Star Wars, you sounded like fucking Aunt Brew calling for Luke at the beginning of A New Hope. Luke! Luke!
Didn't like that. Moving on.
Just making a point.
But they actually, George and Colin and another person that I can't quite remember the name of, but they have just released a new book that talks about, I think, part three of Skinwalker Ranch, how the government kind of got involved with OSAP and ATIP and these government programs, and they spent like $22 million on looking into UFO stuff, but part of it was actually going to Skinwalker Ranch for research. This new book is literally Skinwalkers at the Pentagon, and it's going to continue off of that. Yeah, so the other author of this is Lakatsky. I don't know the first name of this gentleman. James, Dr. James Lakatsky. There we go. But he spent much of his career working for the Defense Warning Office within the DIA, you know, the Defense Intelligence Agency. And for the first time, he's actually sharing the story that he knows of the secret study of this money being funneled to Skinwalker Ranch and the research they did and how it was organized and how it was investigated and the conclusions that they actually reached. There's more stories and all this in it too.
I just love the idea that there is a Skinwalker in our government.
I know. I mean, for some reason, as crazy as Skinwalker Ranch sounds, the government is interested, still is interested. But yeah, so there is another book out now about Skinwalker Ranch and how it was like in the Pentagon. And yeah, I think I'm going to have to buy it and read it and do an episode on it.
I'm just glad you're doing all this reading. I'm proud of you.
So my first official story I want to bring up, and I have a couple of these that have been around for a few weeks because TFR kind of got pushed back until now for the new year. So this kind of comes right at the beginning of the year. It's from ladbible.com. Psychic who sees the future through asparagus makes 2022 predictions.
Yeah. I'm already going to need you to stop right there.
Hell yeah.
Pick a better food.
I don't know, man. You roast them, put a little bacon around them. Ooh.
Make your peas smell.
They do, because I had some with bacon wrapped around them. That's the only reason I mentioned it. And I came home, and I took a little pee-pee, and I was like, Cassandra, I'm going to the other side. I'll see you later.
Yeah, it's awful.
It was gross. A fortune teller who predicts the future using asparagus has revealed her tips for 2022, and they include some royal scandals as well as Boris Johnson continuing as prime minister. Jemima Packington, better known as Mystic Veg, is the world's only asparamancer.
I hate all of this.
And claims
this is a D&D character come to life that has gone wrong.
I don't see anything wrong with this at all.
What was it? Vegemancer?
Asparamancer.
Love your life. Not gonna judge.
You do you, boo. She claims that she can peer into the future by tossing spears in the air, as in spears of asparagus, just so it's not literal fucking like Spartan spears, in the air and interpreting how they land. If you needed convincing that the 65-year-old is the real deal, it's worth noting that she has correctly predicted Brexit, Prince Philip's death,
Yeah, because that was a fucking stretch.
Theresa May being ousted as PM and Harry and Meghan stepping back from the royal family. Jemima believes that in 2022, Boris Johnson will continue as prime minister, as well as more sadness for the royal family, including scandals and worse. Maybe the death of the queen.
Yeah, because she's like fucking 90 something.
Which
years
that
old.
Is a conspiracy theory happening right now. If people want to go check that out, go ahead.
Oh, that they're like.
That she is actually dead and they're kind of like.
Weakened at Bernie-sing Bernie.
Exactly. Her. Yeah. Exactly. She has also predicted Keir Starmer, who, will not continue as leader of the Labour Party in the unexpected demise of some showbiz legends. Oh, hell yeah.
That's such, oh no, I could throw out a prediction. I guarantee in 2022, we're going to at least lose 3 actors. Uh-oh, we already fucking did in January.
Oh, so you're just a fucking cheater. You already knew that.
Yeah, but I guess I guarantee it's going to happen again. And again. I have.
You wouldn't use asparagus. What would you use?
I have.
Chicken tenders? And you did like a
fucking chicken.
A tendy mancer?
Fucking chicken nuggets.
A nuggy mancer.
That sounds like a different mancer. I can't talk.
Yeah, leave it to me. In the world of sports, Jemima says Man City will not be crowned Premier League champions.
UK, so she's already full of shit.
But Man United will be dark horses, and Croatia will win the World Cup. The West Indies will win the Cricket World Cup in Australia, while England's women's rugby team can expect terrific success at their World Cup in New Zealand. So if anyone from the England's women's rugby team is listening to this right now, because I'm sure each and every one of you are, keep your heads up.
We have quite a few listeners from the UK. It's kind of weird. I don't know how they found us.
Probably the internet.
I don't know how they found us.
Jemima from Bath in Somerset. I don't know if it's really Bath or Bath. I'm not sure. Began making predictions aged 8 years old and said she inherited the gift from her elderly aunt who used to read tea leaves.
Okay, here's my thing. How is she doing financially? Because that's how I'm going to judge.
You know what's funny?
How good of a psychic she is.
So, obviously, not saying she's a con, but it is a very easy business to con.
Wow, 3% of our listenership come from the UK.
You're looking up our fucking statistics while we're fucking recording?
Yeah, because I'm curious. 95% of them come from England. The royal family could be listening to us.
Oh, my God. Hey, Queen. How's it going? No, it's funny you bring that up because I just read an article today that a lawyer, not sure what kind of money the lawyer made, but it's got to be good. A lawyer quit his job to become a psychic. From any profession that you're doing, people can resort to that.
I feel like being a lawyer would be a perfect job for you to keep being a psychic because you already know how your case is going to play out. I will forever have questions on psychics, but it's fine.
Yeah.
What about your one psychic down the street?
I don't talk to her. I am not going to talk to her again.
I'm pretty sure she's not. Actually psychic. Some of the shit that she had apparently said.
So she said that my technique has not changed and I still cast the asparagus spears and interpret the patterns in them. Seeing the patterns for me is instantaneous. Possibly that is because I have years of practice. I am usually
she's
about
keeping the asparagus business in check.
I'm the top seller. I am usually about 75 to 90% accurate with my predictions. I go through my predictions
What were those percentages?
75 to 90.
That is a big gap for you to actually be a psychic.
I mean, it is a fairly big gap. But it's surprisingly in the higher range. It's not like, yeah, I'm right kind of, you know,
that
1%
like
to 100% of the time.
Throwing a bunch of asparagus in the air and just guessing.
So here's the thing. If you threw like 100 asparagus up, would you be technically right and wrong every time?
Maybe.
I don't know. She'd have to teach me. I don't know anything about asparamancy. Occasionally, I get one slightly off. Not wrong, apparently, just slightly off. Where I haven't quite read it correctly, but I'm never far off. She's never far off. I will have you know that Jemima does not use any old asparagus. She uses fresh. Oh, God, here's one of the hardest words to ever say. Worcestershire asparagus, grown in the Vale of Evesham, the UK's main supplier of the vegetable. And I am so sorry for the 3% of listeners from the UK because they're hearing me butcher up all of these names. Earlier this year, after tossing the Greens, she predicted Christmas celebrations would be a modest affair, which was the case in many households as Omicron took hold.
Oh my God, it's like we're still in a pandemic. Wow.
Nuh-uh.
Huge stretch.
Oh, boy. It's funny because she's not the only person I have on today's news about predictions. So the next two pieces of news, they don't really go together, but I'm lumping them together because they both come from mirror.co.uk. Okay, so this one, it's just a little interesting. I don't think it's much, Josh, and I'm going to have your take on it because I do have a picture here. Whoop-de-fucking-do. But a man snaps a quote-unquote naked alien with bulbous head and area believed to be UFO hotspot.
I mean, for the longest time, a lot of the alien encounters, they were naked, and then suddenly they started wearing jumpsuits, so possible.
Yeah, they're wearing a whole bunch of shit.
Because they realized, they're like, oh, alien junk is really scaring people.
Hunter Donald Bromley captured an eerie image of what he thinks is a bulbous-headed naked alien in Redgate, Montana, an area believers claim to be a beacon for paranormal and extraterrestrial activity.
That wasn't a dig on hunters. If it was a fisherman, I wouldn't have believed him. I was going to make a joke, but I missed my mark.
But if there's
the fishermen that are liars.
If there's any type of person out there that I would hope could bring down an alien, it would be a hunter.
Well, they sure haven't brought down a Sasquatch yet.
No, they haven't.
Well, some of them claim, but they're like...
Now I've lost faith.
They're like, oh, I shot one, but like, I couldn't bring myself to bring it to public, so I buried it.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to email Jemima Packington. You got to help me out.
All right, let me see this Mystic fucking veg. Naked alien.
Okay, you tell me if it just doesn't look like a person walking through tall grass.
Yeah, that's all that is. I mean, the head looks a little weird, but...
See, bulbous head.
But it's also because that camera probably... I don't know cameras all that well, but that, I mean, obviously it looks very blurry.
Yes.
We're in 2022. Get better cameras.
I mean, it looks to me like you can see two different colors where a shirt and pants would be. So it's not like, it's not naked to me. Uh-huh. It looks like he has like a watch on because right around his wrist is a big black band of some kind.
Uh-huh.
I almost feel like I can see like an ear on his head or at least a few pixels just out of whack, a little different color.
To be fair, it is a weird image. It is spooky if you were going through your trail cameras and you caught that.
Yeah, it is. Because, I mean...
Because clearly that picture was taken at night, so what the fuck are you doing in the woods at night?
Yeah, I'm...
Mysterious, weird. That's the big mystery problem.
That's the problem with this whole thing is, yeah, even if I wasn't expecting to look for any extraterrestrial and I just had one in my quarter of an acre backyard and caught that, I'd just be like, man... Why me? Why the fuck?
It's like the trail cameras that capture like little kids in the woods. I'm like, what are you doing out there? Get out of there.
Yeah. That's,
go home.
That's
unless you lost, then go find help. Or go be Mowgli. I don't know.
Donald's camera was set up in Redgate, which is in a town called Deer Lodge in Montana, which believers claim is that beacon for UFO sightings and out-of-this-world experiences. Speaking to local outlet KXLF, naked alien witness, Mr. Bromley said, the more I look at it, it was just odd. It was out of place, and everything just matches the alien persona, the bigger bulbous head. You can tell he has no clothes. It's kind of a transparent being. That's where I will respectfully disagree.
Yeah, there's nothing transparent about that. If anything, that's the total opposite of transparency.
Yeah, I...
This... sir, I can't today with these people. It hurts.
Mr. Bromley claims Redgate residents have seen really bizarre objects appearing and darting through the sky. Other so-called mysteries in the area include cars stalling on local roads for no reason and a homesteader painting his gate with his family's blood after their grisly murder. That's a much more interesting story I want to know about.
Yeah, hold on.
Who is this homesteader?
Yeah, fuck. First off, what the hell is happening in this area?
Patrick Cutler, who lives close to the naked alien sighting, is producing a documentary about the area's unexplained incidents. Ooh.
Yeah, now I'm more curious about this other offset of stories.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, but this just looks like a bald gentleman with pants and a shirt, because it's two different shades of gray, technically.
Yeah.
I don't know where the other 48 are.
You know what it could be?
What?
Melonhead.
Oh my God, he is in Montana, which has absolutely no correlation to our story whatsoever. But hey.
Maybe they migrated.
I don't know.
The great melonhead migration of the fucking 2000s.
Yeah. So go to themirror.co.uk if you want to check out this article about man snaps naked alien bulbous head, whatever thing, and give us your ideas on it. We'll post it on social media too, so you can get a look at it there. But yeah, I'm just going to say it's a person. What the person's doing out there, I don't know.
Did you hear about the blast of flashing radio waves coming from a mysterious nearby object in space?
I did hear about that. That's very, very recent. I don't know if it's fucking today or not, but
yeah, I think I saw it last night. Maybe I did see it this morning. I'm not sure. But yeah, scientists have spotted a mysterious object, and mysterious is in quotes, so that's a little already questionable.
That's mysterious.
Scientists have spotted a mysterious object letting out giant blasts of energy 3 times an hour. Whatever the object is, which is relatively nearby at 4,000 light years away. It's pretty nearby. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
I can see that.
It is like nothing astronomers have ever seen before.
Ooh. I think I saw something on the article that said like almost every 19 minutes and like 45 seconds or something.
Yeah, I saw that today and I was just like, ooh, more space shit. Just please take us out. Please, or help us. One or the other.
Maybe it'll be like the WOW signal. WOW 2, you know?
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah. In my lifetime, I just want them to be like, yeah, aliens exist.
I know. Before I die, you know what? You can take as long as you want. As long as Jeff Bezos gives me that immortality gene. That's cool. Or serum or whatever you want to call
it. I just want to live my life like fucking Mass Effect. I want to live amongst the aliens.
Me too.
Be so cool.
Win it though. So my last article here, again, from mirror.co.uk.
Also, that article that I was just reading a little bit off of came from The Independent in UK.
We're all about UK.
Yeah, I know.
So this is probably the top story of the day. Well, week, month, whatever you want to call it. Man saw UFO and shadow people near nuclear weapons at U.S. Air Force base.
I had that article saved, too.
Hell yeah.
I think I even sent it to you. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. I've sent you a couple articles. I can't remember.
So an airman has witnessed a UFO while he was guarding nuclear weapons at a U.S. Air Force base, adding that he's seen shadow people at similar installations.
And, I mean, to be fair, around a lot of nuclear sites, there are a ton of alien sightings.
That's true.
UFO sightings. And I mean, you know, the amount of UFO sightings really peaked once we broke the atom or split the atom.
Yep.
We got that power. So they're like, ah, fuck.
Are they here for the nuclear weapons? Because now we are capable of destroying ourselves.
Maybe.
Maybe they're protectors of Earth.
It could be. They're like our Green Lantern Corps.
What if they're like, you know, like the Watcher? They're protectors of us, but they can't intervene.
Oh, but
I shouldn't say protectors. They're just like, well, they're watchers.
Yeah, maybe.
But they can't intervene.
But they can talk shit to Doctor Strange.
That's true. That's true. So former USAF nuclear weapons technician Adrian Reister said that between 2003 and 2007, he was stationed at Whitman Air Force Base, Missouri, where he would... Wow. Where he would guard, maintain, and move nuclear weapons. He said that while performing his duties, he saw a glowing orb hovering above a nearby tree line before flying off. Adrian, 37 years old, said that it couldn't have been one of their planes as he knew them all extensively. And he added that while he was training at a similar station, he came face to face with a terrifying 6-foot shadow person. Now, the idea, because I would say in the field of paranormal that a shadow person is mostly resorted to ghosts. I would say that's a pretty safe bet, honestly.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever they are. But now we have them linked to UFOs. So could these shadow people
Me that, because I see shadow people in my apartment.
Aliens.
God, I don't need this stress
could
in my
they
life?
Be visitors from out in space, other dimensions? One of the most interesting theories I have heard recently with shadow people is that of remote viewing.
Well, who's ever remote viewing my apartment needs to get the fuck out.
And if no one knows what remote viewing is, the government actually had a at one point in time classified operation about remote viewing. Basically, you sit down somewhere pretty secluded. And you, let's just say you close your eyes really hard and you try to put yourself somewhere else in the world.
It's like you're controlling a drone, essentially.
Yeah, but the drone is you in like astral projection form.
Yeah.
And this was going to be used to like fight wars and shit like that, if, you know, if possible and whatnot. But what if seeing a shadow person is someone across the globe, remote viewing, projecting themselves at your point of time and space, and you're seeing their vague outline of them there? Is that, that is fucking freaky to me to think that, to think that way.
Now this is all I'm going to think about when I see him pass by my door at night. God damn it. Get out of my house.
Hey, where you come from? Brazil. Cool.
How do you know me?
What's the weather like down there?
It's going to be in the 20s in Florida.
What?
Yeah, it's going to get...
Those people are going to die.
Uh-huh. It's going to be like when Texas froze and it's dangerous.
The dick of the United States might just fall off.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. That's kind of fucking freaky to me. One thing before I get off the subject of remote viewing, Project Stargate. If you want to know more about remote viewing and casting yourself anywhere else in the world, who knows, anywhere else in the universe, look up Project Stargate.
Or if you just want to watch a really rad show on sci-fi.
And if you're really into like archived like documents and stuff like that, I think the blackvault.com, which is nothing but FOIA requests, actually has like any and all unclassified Project Stargate documents on the website. It's literally like 23,000 pages you can go read.
I have better things to do with my life.
You sure about that? Okay. So, Mr. Adrian Reister here, speaking to Liberation Times, he said, "I noticed a light or orb hovering along the top of the tree line. I thought it was just a star at the time, but as I continued surveilling the area, the light or orb shot above the treetops and hung there for some time. Maybe it was a satellite, I thought. But then, just as a transport team arrived to secure the weapon," not sure what the weapon was, "the orb bounced a little in the sky, then shot to the left, north, then shot 90 degrees straight up and disappeared." Adrian said he had a similar experience at the base sometime later, noting that he saw a single glowing orb, glowing with what he describes as a yellowish-white color. But that isn't the strangest experience Reister had while stationed at the nuclear base.
Where is this at?
Whitman Air Force Base in Missouri.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say, I was like trying to look up because it's giving me some like Randlesham Forest vibes.
Yeah, sure.
But that was in the UK, so never mind.
Well, fuck, we're in the UK here. In the summer, well, I say that as in the website. In the summer of 2006, while working a night shift maintaining a dummy practice bomb, the nuclear weapons tech encountered what he describes as a shadow person. First, he heard footsteps, but not the familiar sound of one of his Air Force comrades in standard issued combat boots. The mystery intruder appeared to be padding around the high security base barefooted.
It's a ninja.
After hearing the footsteps a couple of times, he got up to investigate and had a chilling encounter with something that was not entirely human. He said, "I saw what I can't really describe as other than a black mass in the shape of a person standing at 6 feet. Not really a shadow, but something that was slightly blurry and didn't reflect any light."
Ooh.
Oh, that also sounds like interdimensional in a way. And that's the end of that article.
Spooky dookie.
I don't know. That's a crazy fucking story. So I don't know. What would, if you were this gentleman at an Air Force base, would you be more scared of the, you know, the high grade weapon you got going on and seeing a light orb flutter around and flying off? Or would you be more scared of hearing the apparently barefoot steps of something and then checking out and just seeing a 6 foot tall, black, fuzzy looking shadow thing?
That, because people that are 6 feet scare me.
That's fair. I would probably be more a little scared of that because that just seems something much more personal and threatening at the moment.
Well, yeah, because the one thing's up in the air and the other thing's down here on the ground where I'm at, and I'm not okay with it.
I mean, what if the light orb dropped that thing off?
It's possible.
I don't know, man. I don't know. The world's a crazy place.
Oh, God, it is. Scary. Spooky.
And so the last little article I want to close.
That was the last one.
Well, it
did
was.
You lie to me?
Well, it was the last, like, main story kind of article, but I do want to bring this up in the end here.
So you heard it here first, folks. He lied to me.
because I talked about how Miss Jemima Packington, the Esperimancer, can't forget her, right? She
Jemima Packington.
I know. What a name.
That got it.
She's not the only one I have on today's list of predictions. There is this woman, Baba Vanga. Vanga, I'm not exactly sure.
I already immediately have more faith in this person.
Well, she was a blind mystic. She made several notable predictions for the next 12 months. And she's made several notable predictions for the next 12 months. And none of them are really that good. This woman, she was born in 1911. She died in 1965. She was 85 years old. She spent... Huh?
I wonder if she saw that coming. Sorry.
Wow. She spent most of her life in the Khazuh Mountains and was renowned the world over for her prophetic predictions about the future. While a great deal of skepticism has always surrounded the accuracy of these predictions, many people remain adamant that she had successfully foretold a wide range of major global events. So, for yes?
I was just going to say, like, it is interesting that, because, I mean, if you look back with, like, a lot of legends, especially from, like, Europe, I mean, look at, like, a lot of, like, pretty much anything, like, fantasy-related, like, a lot of times their mystic seers are always blind. So, I don't know. Yes. I find that interesting.
Yeah, it's like, if you can predict the future, obviously you can't. When they say you see the future, you don't really like see it. It's like you get mental images. So yeah, I guess if you're someone that can have premonitions like that, a predictive future, you don't need eyes.
Yeah.
So it's just like pluck, take the eyes away. And I don't know, maybe your sense of future telling
has enhanced.
Yeah, I do too. I can't remember really anything that she's predicted before, but I think one thing people tried to corroborate with her predictions was Putin's rise to power. They're like, wow, did she predict that? I think that was one thing, but I can't remember off the top of my head, really. But I just want to say, for the next 12 months, for 2022 here, these are her predictions of what's going to happen. There will be water shortages. A shortage of water in many countries will generate political problems as governments struggle to secure access to additional supplies.
Okay, so Mad Max. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Number two, virtual reality takeover. This prediction, which suggests that people will become hopelessly glued to their computer screens, seems to have been interpreted as more to do with general computer or internet use than genuine virtual reality, which is something that Baba Vanga would not have known about, apparently. It could have, also be argued that this has already come to pass, or at least to some extent.
I was going to say, this happened in 2000 and has been happening for the last 20 years.
I know, but I do feel like it probably gets a little bit worse with each passing year.
Probably.
So number three, a locust swarm in India. Glad I'm not there.
I mean, we had a locust swarm here, so.
Vanga reportedly predicted that India will be subjected to soaring temperatures and a devastating swarm of locusts at some point over the next 12 months. Four, the one that I am most excited about, and I'm sure Josh will be once he hears me say these five words, aliens will arrive on Earth.
Oh, thank fuck. Or, they're already here.
This one seems by far the most out there of all her predictions, and it's
get the fuck out of here.
It's something that we've heard numerous times, and I'm reading this straight from unexplainedmysteries.com.
I think they're already here.
Number five, another virus. Yeah. Most would interpret this as a prediction of another COVID-19 variant. However, Vanga reportedly
viruses.
What?
There are so many viruses of different kinds.
But think about this. She died in 85, or excuse me, she died in, no, she was 85 years old. She died in 96. She died before 2000 even hit. Yeah. And these were her predictions for 2022.
Yeah, but I mean, every year for like the last, like, I don't know, 20 years, we've heard about some kind of virus. It's just COVID-19 is the one that really took off, because look at like, oh, the swine flu. That was a virus. All this, blah, blah, blah. I just.
While you are correct, she says, or she reportedly had mentioned that this virus will be released from the Siberian permafrost due to global warming.
Oh, good.
Which that already just sounds like the most terrifying virus in the world.
I hate this.
It just makes your mouth like turn into a fucking asshole. Oh, no.
I just want one of these meteors to just take us out.
Well, guess what? Number six, more catastrophes. A general prediction about flooding, earthquakes, and tsunamis.
Good.
Oh yeah, that's what Baba Vanga has to say. So people be on the lookout for once the earth beneath you just fucking separates and you
name sounds like Baba Yaga. Makes me happy.
No, I'm glad that makes you happy. I'm all here for aliens. That's what I'm for.
Yeah.
Put your horns up. Fuck yeah. Rock on, aliens. Aliens,
aliens are going to come here and tsunamis and shit are going to happen. And be like, hey, well, never mind. Bye. Yeah,
they're going to come right in the midst of the Siberian permafrost melting, a virus taking us over, creating us into black goo, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, hurricanes, and then fucking locust swarm. And the aliens are like, yeah, I think we'll wait till 23. This planet needs a little bit more time. But yeah, I hope none of those come true except four. So that actually leads me to my last little thing I want to talk about today with you, Josh.
This is the second time you've lied to me and the listeners.
No, because that's all the stories I have. But I just want to ask you, since we talked so much about predictions, whether it be the end times or throwing vegetables into the air, do you have any predictions in the world of the weird and strange, whatever that means to you, for 2022?
Nope.
None at all?
Nope. Here's my thing. I don't like predicting shit because then it leads me up to having expectations. And I like to just lie by the seat of my pants. Don't look at me with that face. What am I going to predict? Like, oh, you're going to find Bigfoot. I mean, I could say that for fucking every year. And it's going to not happen. It's going to be like when you're watching those Finding Bigfoot shows. And guess what? They never fucking find them. Or like the Finding Loch Ness. And then I get mad because they don't find it. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, because I would have heard about this while they were filming it. They're watching Unexplained Mysteries and getting mad because it's unexplained. I'm just like, God damn it.
You suck.
What about you, Matt?
Oh, man.
I don't know how I could like even formulate an answer that
I know. It's a very odd fucking question.
Yeah,
but
it was.
Yeah. Shut up, Proud Dog. I'm just like, man, like what? Oh, shit. I'm trying to think of what I would like to see in 2022 without just, you know, being like, oh, I'd like aliens to come down and visit. Oh, yeah, I'd like every cryptid known to man to just appear. I'm not going to be that fucking vague.
Yeah, I would love like a new, like big cryptid like case. Well, like, give me like a new Mothman.
That's what I was just about to say is one of my 2022 hopes. I don't even want to say prediction. I'm just going to say like one of my hopes is that we get some kind of newly reported, seen, whatever type of cryptid.
If somebody out there tries to say that it's a fucking barn owl, I'm going to fucking scream.
I don't know, man. Owls are fucking creepy. Have you seen a Stygian owl? Oh, God, those things are fucking terrifying. They have red eyes. Their eyes are like legitimately fucking just red. Yeah. It's kind of terrifying. I'm saying, I don't know, I want like a new somewhat cryptid. And I mean, not necessarily like a photo taken in Venezuela of something that looks kind of like a five-legged ape or something like that. I want something completely new. Maybe it's a hybrid between a fucking pig and a fish.
I want something that has a clear picture, even though I know if we get a clear picture, everybody's going to be like, oh, that picture's too clear. It's obviously a fake because it's a fucking terrible cycle that we just live in because every footage, every picture, there's a comment. Oh, God, where do they take this with the fucking potato? And as soon as you get like a pristine photo, oh, that's obviously Photoshop or it's obviously fake. There's no pleasing these people. Nah.
I know. It's they're a tough crowd. They're a tough crowd.
I hate them.
I know the goalpost always moves.
It really does.
It really does. It really does. I would love one good telekinesis story to come about.
Let the mutants be real.
Let the mutants be real.
That's my 2020. Let the X-Men come into the MCU. That's my big fucking 2022. That's all I want.
If any of you out there have,
I want to see my X-Men done right.
Any type of 2022 predictions. I don't care how crazy or how quote unquote boring they might be. Send it our way. Tag us in it. Just be like, you know what? I really hope to see a fucking like fire elemental come out of Mount Fuji or something. You know, something fucking nuts.
I predict the Farthest Reaches will appear at our first event this year.
As a vendor. I'm going to say we did appear at Crypticon.
I mean, like actually like having a presence there. Yes.
Yes. I predict that the farthest reaches will go farther than they ever have before.
The farthest
reaches. Reaching farther than they ever have before.
We could have a reaching contest.
We could have a reaching contest. I believe I might win.
Is jumping allowed?
Is using my entire body to reach allowed? No. Oh. Just your arms. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's the rules. I don't make them.
Who does? It's our game. We make them.
But yeah, so that's TFR news for this month of January. We will see you again sometime at the later end of February. We hope you all enjoyed this episode. Yeah, if you want, you can reach us at TFRPodOfficial on Twitter, The Farthest Reaches on Instagram and Facebook. There is a Facebook page. If you'd like to be a part of it. Not much goes.
A group, you mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry. A group, not a
God
page.
Dumb.
Well, there's a page, but.
Fucker.
Talking about the group. Yeah, fuck. If you want to be a part of that, which we highly say that you do, because the more people we have, the more interaction we'll have, because it is kind of stale at the moment. We need to get some shit going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast. God. Got a website.
We have a podcast?
What? The Farthest Reaches podcast.com. If you want to be a little more one-on-one with us, you can have an email sent to thefarthestreachespodcast@gmail.com, and we will gladly respond to any tag, any DM, and any email. Doesn't matter.
And if you found us through another podcast, let us know so we can give them a shout-out.
Yes, please do. Please do.
Because we keep, like, I know that we've been mentioned on different podcasts just from people that we've met, and then for some reason we had, I mean, back in the day, we got fucking a shit ton of views for some reason in one episode, and we still don't know why. The count episode, I still don't understand why that episode just blew up.
Yeah.
Not part two, just part one.
a little fact, out of any episode we have ever done, Count of Saint Germain part one is the most listened to episode that we've done.
Don't understand.
I don't either. And it makes me laugh and also kind of cry, I guess. Kind of bittersweet when I see a multi-parter series and like the first episode say 100, 200 listens, and then part two is like 34. I'm like, wow, I've turned that many people off from part one to part two. But any of you that have stuck with us for this long, since we're, you know, engaged now into our third year of The Farthest Reaches,
God, yeah.
We really appreciate you. Any new listeners, we really appreciate you too. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening to us. It means a lot. And I hope we can make this year special for you guys.
Yep, we got big plans.
We do. We got a border behind me. It's got some a lot of cool topics. I can't wait to get into some of them.
And we have a schedule that we have set.
Yeah, we are becoming more structured here at TFR.
We're trying.
We are trying. But hey, practice makes perfect.
It does.
All right, everybody. Have a great rest of your, I guess, week. We'll see you in about a week or so with Dyatlov Pass Incident Part 2.
Listen to Part 1. It is out right now anywhere that you are listening to this right now.
Yeah. So go out there, live your life, have some sex, do whatever it is you fucking animals do. Just don't fuck animals.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Don't do that. Unless, for whatever reason...
No,
unless you're like a giraffe and you're listening to this. I mean, you're kind of meant to fuck other giraffes, so you can do that. That's fine.
What if... You know how people like leave TVs on for like their animals when they leave so they don't feel lonely? Do you think people put on podcasts for them? What if a dog is listening to us right now? That's fucking exciting.
Okay, if you're a dog listening to this podcast, and by chance, maybe your name is Riley... Because that's cute. I imagine him like a little wiener dog. And he's just sitting there wagging his tail because I just said his name. And he's like, oh my God, he's in my name. But I don't have a treat. But your owners do have treats. And if you want, run to the kitchen. Third cabinet. I don't know how you're going to get up there. You're a wiener dog. And there might be a stool nearby that you can climb aboard.
My old cat figured out how to get in the fridge. So
it's a cat. Possible. It's a cat, though. I'm talking about a wiener dog.
A dogs are smarter than cats. Sometimes.
No. No. A wiener dog is just like a fucking rolling pin with legs. It's such a weird fucking little creature. But anyway, your treats are in there. Your bacon strips are in there. I promise you. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.